This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States warned on Monday there would be severe consequences if Russia used a nuclear weapon in Ukraine, as Western countries accused Moscow of plotting to escalate the war on the pretext that Kyiv was planning to deploy a so-called dirty bomb laced with nuclear material. With Ukrainian forces advancing into Russian-occupied Kherson province, top Russian officials phoned Western counterparts on Sunday and Monday to tell them of Moscow's suspicions. The foreign ministers of France, Britain, and the United States rejected the allegations and reaffirmed their support for Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had said the Russian accusation was a sign Moscow was planning such an attack itself and would blame Ukraine. Two suspected Chinese intelligence officers have been charged with attempting to obstruct the U.S. criminal investigation and prosecution of Chinese tech giant Huawei. The U.S. Justice Department announced on Monday the two men are charged with trying to direct a person they believed was a government cooperator to provide inside information about the Huawei investigation. But U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the person was a double agent working with the FBI.
The complaint alleges that in 2019, the defendants directed an employee at a U.S. government law enforcement agency to steal confidential information about the United States criminal prosecution of the company.
11 other Chinese men have been charged with various additional offenses. Washington has long accused Beijing of meddling in U.S. political affairs and stealing secrets and intellectual property. This is VOA News. Britain's ex-Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak gets his shot as Prime Minister, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Sunak ran for Britain's top job and lost. Then he got a second chance. He will be Britain's first leader of color, the first Hindu to take the job, and the youngest prime minister for more than 200 years. Victory in the Conservative leadership contest is also vindication for Sunak, who warned that former PM Liz Truss's tax-cutting economic plans were reckless and would cause havoc. Praised for overseeing billions in support to workers and businesses during the coronavirus pandemic, he is promising to ease Britain's cost of living crisis. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Chad's interim leader, Mohamed Idriss Deby, says those who organized the recent protest against his two-year extension of power have shown, quote, the will to start a civil war. The comments from Deby mark his first speech since a violent crackdown on demonstrators left dozens of people dead across the country last Thursday. Witnesses said that security forces had fired live ammunition at protesters in the capital and in the country's second largest city. The political opposition has said more than 70 demonstrators were killed, while a combined toll of 62 was given by the government spokesman and a morgue official. Deby said Monday night that he will, quote, use all legal means at his disposal to prevent people from harming the country further. The warring sides in Ethiopia were readying Monday for peace talks in South Africa aimed at finding a peaceful solution to the brutal two-year conflict. The African Union-led negotiations had been flagged to start Monday after a surge in fighting that has triggered alarm in the international community and fears for civilians caught in the crossfire. But as evening fell, there was no word from any of those involved about whether the talks had started or exactly where they'd be held. Diplomatic pressure has been mounting to bring a halt to the war in Africa's second most populous country that has left millions in need of humanitarian aid and, according to the United States, as many as 500,000 dead. Recapping our top story, the United States warned on Monday there would be severe consequences if Russia used a nuclear weapon in Ukraine, as Western countries accused Moscow of plotting to escalate the war on the pretext that Kyiv was planning to deploy a so-called dirty bomb laced with nuclear material. With Ukrainian forces advancing into Russian-occupied Kherson province, top Russian officials phoned Western counterparts on Sunday and Monday to tell them of Moscow's suspicions. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.